early 20th century American photographer Alfred Stieglitz seceded from his craft in 1902 to promote the medium as fine art and to transpose Europe's flourishing modern art movement onto the American art scene. As a Manhattan gallerist, he was a zealous collector and mad about budding artist Georgia O'Keeffe, whom he married in 1924, the year she began to paint iconic portraits of blooming flowers. With Stieglitz as her agent, her paintings fetched large sums of money, allowing the couple to move on to the 13th floor of the Shelton Hotel. From her window, O'Keeffe painted an urban landscape she titled Radiator Building at Night, which today hangs in Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The 48-by-30-inch oil on canvas is the jewel in the 101-piece Stieglitz collection, donated in 1949 by O'Keeffe after her husband's death to Fisk University. Per a special agreement, Fisk is now sharing the collection with Crystal Bridges on a rotating two-year basis. Aaron Jones, interpretation manager, says the collection takes up the museum's contemporary arts wing.
And so these are works that he had collected, and they're part of what we call the Stieglitz Circle.
30 artists are represented in the collection, reportedly valued at more than $75 million. Some are obscure, some very famous. The largest wing is dedicated to the American artists, including two O'Keeffe's, 12 Marsden Hartleys, whom Stieglitz introduced in 1909 at his popular 291 gallery in Manhattan, and 12 watercolors by John Marin. Arthur Dove, considered one of America's first abstract painters, is here, as well as precisionist Charles DeMuth, all part of Stieglitz's close circle of influence. The European Modern Masters wing has lithographs by post-impressionist Paul Cézanne, Bohemian posters by Toulouse-Lautrec, an oil painting by Pablo Picasso, a Cubist painting by Diego Rivera, and African sculpture, which inspired all of them. The middle gallery is dedicated to the groundbreaking photographs of Alfred Stieglitz, including photogravures, etched copper plate prints. Nikki Stewart is director of education and exhibitions at Crystal Bridges.
Some of his photographs look like what you may expect, but some do not, and most especially the ones on this back wall, are very indicative of the modernist attitude towards abstraction that all of the artists in these galleries shared. Alfred Stieglitz did that very likely before anyone else, and is partially responsible for the ability to do so that came for every other photographer after him.
Beginning in 1917, Stieglitz took more than 300 photographs of Georgia O'Keeffe, his model and muse, over a 30-year span. Only one of them hangs in this collection, a young O'Keeffe, peering out of a car window, chin propped on beautifully folded hands. Stieglitz died in 1946. At his behest, his wife set about donating his personal art collection to public arts institutions across the United States. The National Gallery of Art, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Library of Congress, Art Institute of Chicago, and 97 works, including four of her own pieces, to Fisk University in Nashville, a historic African-American college, with the caveat that none of the work ever be sold for profit. But in 2004, Fisk University sought to do just that, to infuse its depleting endowment. Billionaire art collector Alice Walton offered to purchase a half share in the collection for $30 million, but that resulted in a protracted legal battle involving the Attorney General of Tennessee, who sought to keep the collection in state. In 2010, an appellate court decided to allow the half-ownership arrangement to proceed, with one-third of the money earmarked towards Fisk's endowment, a portion to pay court costs, and the rest to care for the collection. Dr. Victor Simmons, longtime curator and director of Fisk University Galleries, who traveled to Arkansas for the opening, bore witness to the entire ordeal.
I think I'm the last one standing in this process. It has been a long time in coming. I don't think any of us could have envisioned that it would be this wonderful. It's spectacular.
Fisk has shown the collection for decades, but in very tight quarters, he said. So this installation finally allows it to breathe.
Traditionally, we would show about 80% of the collection, but as we went through the legal process, you know, court ordered that everything be shown, which really made the space even tighter. And so it was wonderful for our audience to be able to see all the works, but not healthy for the artwork. And that's the other thing about this installation and the partnership with this institution. We know we have a partner who will be diligent and as thoughtful and as careful in the long-term care of these works that they deserve.
Crystal Bridges provides state-of-the-art interpretation and self-guided tours informing patrons about these historic artists and their critical era.
And when we can really start to connect him up to all of those just incredible people that played a role in initiating a modern art movement in this country, Stieglitz sort of is the handmaiden of it all. This installation really brings that full circle in the graphic display and the space they have to really spread the collection out and bring out those relationships.
Now that Crystal Bridges Museum and Fisk University jointly own and perpetually care for and co-curate the collection, rotating on a two-year basis, Fisk, for the first time, has space to exhibit pieces from its private 4,000-piece art collection. The premier exhibit, titled Jubilee, opened after the Stieglitz collection left campus for Arkansas. A very tense moment, Simmons said.
I can see the relief on everyone's face, that everyone just sort of took a deep breath and said, we're going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And for those who will come and view this side of the story now, they will say, we're going to be better than okay.
We walk over to Dr. Simmons' favorite pieces, 19th century African reliquaries, fabricated to contain and guard bundled bones of African ancestors. The indigenous masks inspired early European modernist art, so were recognized and collected by Alfred Stieglitz.
The idea that Stieglitz, in pushing the boundaries of understanding the relationships and the importance that young artists were placing in this type of work, and his stepping out on a limb and saying, you know, I'm going to bring this also to my public at a time when the public did not think of these as works of art, but the curious carvings of primitive people. But Stieglitz and his circle really seeing the beauty in them and understanding the revolutionary ideas that are within that beauty.
Fisk University President William James Williams is acutely aware of the exposure Alfred Stieglitz's gift has provided his students over the generations.
And now we get a chance to expand that circle even more. And the fact that we're able to be here in Arkansas and to share that experience, you know, really helps us to fulfill our mission in an even bigger and better way.
In a brand new museum endowed with a $1.2 billion operating acquisitions and capital improvements budget provided by the Walton Family Foundation in 2011, and a $20 million donation by Walmart Stores allows perpetual free entry into Crystal Bridges, which saw its 1 millionth visitor this summer since opening on 11/11/11. Entry into the Stieglitz collection, however, costs a few dollars for non-members. So what would Alfred Stieglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe think about their artworks hanging in an Ozarks museum? Once again, Nikki Stewart, Director of Education and Exhibitions.
When Georgia O'Keeffe gave this gift to the university, she did so for many reasons, but at the heart of it all was the belief that you don't need to live in a big city to have access to great art.
And to that point, Crystal Bridges curators have installed a larger-than-life photographic portrait of Alfred Stieglitz and Georgia O'Keeffe in their elder years, staring solemnly over the proceedings. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.